adjourn in 50 minutes.
So moved.
Second. Or Martin did. Who did? Holly will.
I only second once, that's all.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. You want to go dig into project status?
Sure. Administration buildings, that's approximately 65% complete.
How far have we paid them?
About 80%, I believe. A lot of that's material. So.
At what point do you want to choke down on that a little bit?
Probably the next payment or payment after that.
I mean, if they're doing a good job.
They're doing a good job. I would give them the benefit of the doubt.
But if you're having problems with them, you know, make sure that you withhold enough money to.
Right. And that's not including the retainage. Okay. They got 10% of that, yeah. Administration building roof, top priority, started replacing this the roof this month, and about 15% complete. Annex, first floor office, Frank Miles moved into his new office, and his old office is now their conference room. Courthouse, tuck pointing, they're around 55% complete. They've got some stone work to do yet, and terracotta for all the four entranceways. And most of the painting is done. Most of the tuck pointing is actually done. So they're doing a good job there. Courthouse reserve parking. Way back when I had the meeting with the Chief Judge's office and court security, just to explain what was going to go on at the courthouse with the exterior work. They brought up the point that the judges, some of them just park out on the street. Court security doesn't know where they go after lunch or before lunch and how they get to their cars, so they want somewhere designated for them to park just so they can increase security on the judges. So okay. If you see the reserved parking signs out in the lot, that's what that's for. East Alton Probation Cove base is all complete. Jail freezer condensing and evaporator units. The jail freezer, they discontinued making even parts for the condenser and evaporator that was on the freezer, so we ended up replacing basically the whole unit.
What is a cove base?
It's just the vinyl
base.
That's
the stuff that goes along with the carpet.
That's all it is? Okay.
Let's see. Wood River, emergency chiller replacement. We had an older York rooftop chiller. We've replaced several compressors in. There was one that was running, but it didn't sound great. I was hoping it would make it till the end of the year, but it didn't. So I went ahead and took three bids on replacing it. Kane actually was able to replace it in 8 working days, which was amazing.
Was that a much smaller chiller, I guess, than some of the other ones we replaced this past year?
Yes, that's 120 ton. Like the ones in the basement are 350 ton that we overhauled.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that was a big price difference.
That's what.
Oh, and Mick, you need to sign these.
Yeah, they thought it was going to take a lot longer than that, didn't they? Or you did, to start with, didn't
Well, it all kind of lucked out. They already had a chiller ordered for a different job that kind of got put on hold.
We got lucky
because they already had it ordered. So.
Okay.
That came in real good. Wood River Equipment Storage Building, Booker's getting the paperwork and submittals to him. Exterior lighting at Wood River. Whenever they redid the roof, the old exterior lighting was mounted on coping stones. All that was removed so they can put caps on it. And we went ahead and put new lighting on the exterior of the building so my guys can just get a regular 6-foot ladder out and work on it. Health Department freezer and refrigerator temp sensors. The Health Department needed some way to monitor their refrigerator and freezers for the medicines that they keep in there. So through our building automation system, we're able to do that, generate reports, and send out alarms for them if something goes on. And request for county, use of county property.
Before we move on to request for county property, does anybody have any questions about any of the product status issues? Is everybody in agreement?
I got a question on this bill here. It shows subtotal of $4,800, but there's $341 in tax. Do we not pay tax?
We don't pay tax.
I just have to get a new invoice.
Right. We want to go ahead and submit that. That's for a temporary cleaning while the chiller was done.
Where did the judges park before? on a side over here?
On the street.
I mean, is it for all the elected officials, or is it just for the judges? And do they really need that? I mean,
it is a security. It is a security concern in case they're walking out.
I agree.
Out on the street somewhere, and the person that they just sentenced to pay thousands of dollars in child support jumps in or something.
All right, yeah. But what about now when they're parked on the street?
Right, that's what
they
I mean.
Want them off the street. Well, they want them off the street.
My question was, is there a history of problems?
I'd want to be off the street.
Not that I'm aware of.
Probably not here, but I think we all remember the...
Yeah, there was an
incident. There's been Green County, I think it was, right. Where the guy shot the attorney and tried going after the judge.
Yeah. I just wonder, you know, what do they do when they go home and they go to the store? Where do they park then?
You can't protect them all the time.
No, it's a problem.
No, I understand that. They got reserved parking places right now. They're over here. They don't have a street. So, you know, you can't do a drive-by.
I mean, if there's a case where they're involved, like Ann Callis had that time, whether they're a big murder, yeah, I can understand and make some exceptions.
Well, I mean, is there a more secure solution? I mean, have we thought long enough?
Yeah, we can build an underground parking garage and then have them secure in there, and they can drive in and go right up to there, but it wouldn't pass, so we can forget about that.
They just don't want to walk very far.
I mean,
exactly,
there's a sally port over there
Actually,
it's a short walk right there. No, there's not enough room. Only two vehicles can fit in there, and they still use that for prisoner transport.
I have no other questions.
Okay. So, what are the dollar numbers attached to all this stuff?
Administration billing, all the invoices from stat and from top priority totals up $435,104.
Oh, have we signed all our? Joe, have you done signing that?
I signed what come to me.
He's here.
You've got a.
I've signed what came to me so far.
Okay.
Steve.
Okay. Emergency.
Thank you, ma'am.
Building repairs was $85,330. That's for the replacement chiller and the temporary cooling. For Wood River roof replacement, okay. $975 for the lights.
I'll entertain a motion to pay $975 for the Wood River facility roof replacement project, $85,330. For emergency building repairs, $435,104 payment for the administration building, courthouse, and annex, and the monthly bills for, I guess it would be July or August, Kurt.
Those are probably mostly July.
July. Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Does anybody have any questions? Seeing none, Mr. Roger.
Yes.
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 Yes. Passes unanimously. The bills are paid.
No.
We have use of county property an issue there, Kurt.
There was none. We also need to pass the resolution for the emergency chiller replacement.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to replace the chiller at what building?
Wood River.
River facility, new chiller.
I'll move.
Second.
Yes.
Questions?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. 120-ton chiller, what does that run today?
That was $80,500.
It should be $1,000 a ton.
$85,330.
Things are getting cheaper.
That is right there.
That's the first time I've heard anybody say that in a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean... And there's so many environmental regulations, you know, that you know, we want to start phasing these chillers out. I guess we're running them until they exhaust themselves at this point. But,
I've got another chiller at Wood River that I submitted a request to replace for next year.
How many
year.
Tons is that?
That one's a 75, I believe. It's smaller.
But. Chillers?
Mm-hmm.
Water-cooled or air-cooled?
Right now, water cooled. I was going to switch that to have an outside condensing unit because we don't have water treatment.
Get one of those Train RTAA units. They're really nice, and they come in a ton of different sizes.
Okay.
You know, look at them, but you got to clean them first.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And the fans, mm-hmm. But you're having problems with water treatment, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
Two, and it's old too. It's I'm around 1970. Tubes are pretty
close. Is there any new business to come before the committee? Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All eyes?
All right.
There you go.